This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Well, guys, thank you so much for chatting to me. And also, congratulations on getting a musical Disney sequel. That's a big deal, right?
It's a first.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Thank you. So in the film, you've got the big question is, why is Elsa magic? Where has that come from? Mm-hmm. So can you tell our listeners and our viewers a little bit more about that?
Well, I think that was part of, we knew there was more story to tell because we loved that she was accepted for having powers at the end of the film. But that doesn't, what is she meant to do? This is a gift. Why is it here? And for her, she can feel this pull. And we all have a passion inside that pulls us. And how do you have the courage to answer that call? And that really motivated us to tell this story. So it was at the core. And I think for both sisters, though, I mean, looking at why is Anna the way Anna is, what is she meant to do? The ordinary hero has an equal part to play in life. And you don't have to be magical to have a purpose. So I think having the parallel of these two sisters now together, able to find their place in the world, was a big drive for us.
And also, it's quite interesting to see a film that doesn't have, like, an obvious villain. Mm-hmm. Was that kind of hard to create, that story, or was it quite nice to not have that construct?
Yeah. It's actually nice not to have it. And it kind of carries over from the first film, too. We didn't have a major...
Hans was a baddie, but it was... Fear was the villain, really.
Yeah, he was
thematic. I know, he's... I think that's it for
us. And we have... There's so many antagonistic forces along the way. You've got even our nature spirits can be antagonistic towards Elsa, towards the others. So you have a lot that are pushing and pulling the characters along. But it's interesting, though, that Anna and Elsa's relationship is in itself is that push and pull, too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much electricity between the two of them that there's a lot going on there. And sometimes you don't need much more than that.
It's their dynamic, yeah.
We love that, like, thematically, you know, in this is about growing up, facing change, and often in life, sometimes there isn't one villain. It's all these obstacles and navigating those and having to listen to yourself as you do. And we have a lot of great villains in Disney, but it's being able to just flip one a bit and play in a different type of thematic villain was just fun.
And is it true that you wrote journals as the characters in the last few years to kind of get in the mind?
Yeah, when we first started, I think to make sure we grounded. After the film went out in the world, I don't think we realized what it would become. And we were enjoying hearing from everyone and then realized that we have to reground ourselves in them, the them we know, if we're going to be able to write this. So we did journal, and Chris did a lot of drawings. As Elsa likes to doodle, it turns out.
And
I knew.
Monologued a lot of as Anna to really get inside what they're coping with and where they are now, who they are now.
And you went away to Norway and Iceland, is that right as well?
And Finland, yeah.
Was that just for a free trip, or was it research?
No.
Boondoggle. It was a great research trip. We spent probably 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
And they were intense, like 14, 16-hour days.
Yeah,
they were really...
Traveling through the forests of Norway and Finland, which there is so much that we brought back to the film, especially when we look back at the research trip video just a few weeks ago. It's unbelievable how much is and made it to the film. The look of the forest, the look of some of the other sequences with Elsa, especially like on the beach when she's
from Iceland,
tackling the water and the waves, and there's glaciers and everything. So there were so many things about that trip that inspired us, and story things happened along the way too, very inspirational moments.
And is there one bit of the film that everybody should look out for that is your favorite bit? One bit that you think everybody needs to check? Yeah,
there's so much that I'm excited. I think right now I'm really loving Elsa's second song sequence, but part of that's because we just finished that one just like a month and a half ago.
New.
We had to wait to finish the rest of the film to render this one. It was so complex.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's such a I was just so in awe of her in that moment, and it was a powerful scene unlike anything I'd ever seen. Partly because I'm so excited to
On the other side of
it.
That, this is the 180 from that, is Olaf's, he tells a version of Frozen 1.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That is quite funny.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for chatting to me, and thank you for making an excellent film.
Thank you. Thank
very
you. Kind of you.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.